Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Our next guest, Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist at NBC4, WRC, News 4. It's got 100 names. And Doug actually requested this song. I don't know if you know this, Toby, but Doug's a big car guy and actually has a lowrider.
I love it.
Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah, and I can bounce it at certain times, depending on depending on my mood.
I want to start here. When I left the studio last night at like 9:15, the weather absolutely sucked. It was just cold and rainy. And you told me it was coming. And this is unfair to you. I'm gonna tell you that up front. But when I get stuck in really bad weather, at least mentally, I get a little bit mad at you.
Okay. well, you know,
is that fair?
Yeah, sure. That's fair. That's fair. I'd be upset at you if you were beating me in our fantasy pool, but since I'm winning, I'm not upset at you at all.
I think I'm in DFL, dude.
Right.
I blame Pete Haley because he and I run that team together, and we've been awful all year. Mitch Tischler, too.
It's been funny. It's been interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's get down to business, Doug. Obviously, you are the expert. Sunday's game looks cold. The first batch of tailgaters – they're getting there at like 7 a.m. Like, what are we looking at here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that time of day, any wind at all, and there's going to be a little wind. There's not going to be a lot of wind. That's a good thing. But any wind at all will put the wind chill down to about 15 degrees early on Sunday. So as you're, those tailgaters out there, I just hope they have a heat source or something, because it is going to be frigid on Sunday. And even at the game, I mean, if you're going to the game, I know a lot of people who are going, it's a huge game, right? Huge game for us. It's just going to be a frigid game across our area. High temperatures probably not going to make it to freezing, maybe 30 degrees. Wind chill is probably going to be something about 21, 22 during the game. So we're talking about some real cold, and the coldest game that the Commanders have played in a while.
Well, Doug, I wanted to get this out of the way real quick. You've worked with JP for years, so you know he's got the best memory. He remembers everything that he's got in front of him. He knows what he's trying to. So he left me with a task. He wanted me to ask you a question in case he forgot, which clearly he has.
I definitely forgot.
He would have opened with it.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on the walk-in. He lives in Bethesda. I live out in this area near Ashburn.
I live right
Ashburn.
By Doug.
So
right.
He was wondering, it always feels colder out here. Is there a reason that it – is it actually colder out here, a couple degrees difference? And if there is, what's the reason for that?
I'm telling you, it's always colder out here.
Well, of course it is. You guys are it's a little farther away. Of course, you don't have the urban heat island going on there. You've got a lot of natural – you got grass. You got the trees around the area. So you don't have this huge area of asphalt to soak up any of the heat. So away from that, that's where you're going to see temperatures that are going to be on the colder side for sure.
Okay, so that actually validates my theory.
Your theory was right.
Dan Snyder once screamed at me about that theory. that's fascinating. I'm curious, dude, I don't know how often you get out this way, Doug, but actually Hanley was saying that he had to drive out here, and it had been some years since he's been out in Ashburn. The amount of data centers going up out here is mind-blowing. It's constant.
Oh, it's insane.
It's insane. And
I mean, you got to remember, I'm from Herndon, right? So I went to Herndon High School.
Right.
I lived in the Herndon area. So driving down Route 7, and when you go west and you hit Sterling, after that, there was next to nothing between Sterling and Leesburg. I mean, there was just almost nothing there. And now that entire drive between Sterling and Leesburg, which now includes Ashburn, is just developed like nobody's business. I mean, it's really incredible what has happened in the last 20 years in that area itself.
So, there's no chance of precip or anything for Sunday's game, right? It's just going to be cold, no. Maybe a little windy, but no rain, no nothing, right?
No rain. I mean, that's not going to be a factor. But you think about the cold. And one question I wanted to ask, B-Mitch too, is what happens as a player, right? When you're that cold, your hands are that cold. How are you keeping them warm? And doesn't that benefit the run game a little bit better than the passing game? So, and if that's the case, how is our run game looking? Because I know we got a lot of injuries, and the Eagles' run game has been on point except for last week. They've been great.
Yeah, it's those are very legit questions. You know, the teams have a way of trying to stay warm. And for, like, football cold, this is cold but not that big of a deal yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Last year, remember that wild card game was Miami-Kansas City, and it was like –
-7.
Like, that's when it really makes an impact. What they provide the players is they actually have, like, chicken broth, like hot chicken broth in the locker rooms that guys can kind of drink to, like, heat up their inner core. And then some guys have other things to heat up their inner core.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see this weekend, but this is probably going to be the coldest game Jaden's ever played in. Kyler Murray got asked. Where are the Cardinals this weekend, Toby? Do you remember?
I'll look.
Kyler got asked, if he was ready for the cold weather. He's like, man, I've played.
Carolina.
He's like, hey, I played in cold. How cold is it? And they were like 35, and he's like, damn. So some of that is real, but once they get playing, dude, they are very locked in.
Doug, I'm curious.
I hope so.
You have next Sunday against Atlanta, got flexed to Sunday Night Football. What's that going to look like? Because obviously this week's going to be frigid, but hopefully there'll be some sunshine. That one's a Sunday night game. Is that just going to be even worse?
No, because that one actually, we start to warm up as we head towards Christmas, and that trend
really
continues close to New Year's. So I think we go on the warmer side of things, above average. Average high temperature right now is 48. So, of course, a night game is still going to be on the chilly side, but it doesn't look like it's going to be super cold. Actually, we'll probably be a little bit above average as we make our way towards the end of the year. And then it gets cold again in second week of January is the next time that we get some extended cold.
Well, that is great news because I
like the sound of that.
Late. Yeah. I'm going to be live at FedEx at midnight, so I'm cool with it being a little warmer. If the bosses decide, are you coming out to FedEx Sunday night? We'll tag team the pregame or postgame or whatever.
I would love to do that. That would be amazing. I mean, think about that. If we were to win against Philly, and then we're there Sunday night. Let's say that game right there, we could be tied with Philly at that point, right? I mean, if we were to win Atlanta and Philly loses, all of a sudden, we're right there for the NFC East, and that would be incredible. So I would assume there would be some pretty good emotion around that game. I'd love to be there. You know that.
I know. Well, dude, for sure. And even if they lose this week, that Philly, the Atlanta game the following week is likely a not necessarily win and in, but like if you lose, you're cooked situation.
Right.
Doug, last thing, we're talking with Doug Cameron, chief meteorologist over at NBC4, friend of the program. People get steamed up for this. I don't necessarily, but if it is going to snow, let it happen on Christmas because I think for my kids it would be pretty magical. What are the chances of a white Christmas?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No, almost zero. I mean, we got a chance of a couple of flakes out there tomorrow, but that's it. You know, there's a better chance that we see some shower activity on Christmas Day than anything else. I mean, I got Christmas yesterday. My forecast was Christmas Day at 44 degrees with a chance of shower. So that's what I think we're looking at right now. Okay. Not good, man. Not good. I mean, I've lived here most of my life. I've had one white Christmas.
When I feel like I remember one. When was that?
Well, I had one of you know, I want to say like 1983, bro. So I don't think you were there for that one.
I was alive. But I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you remember that one.
I remember one year it snowed on Thanksgiving. Am I hallucinating?
And we did have one. I mean, 2009 we had one, right? Because we had a storm right before Christmas. So 2009 we still had snow on the ground.
Okay, that counts.
So that technically does count as a white Christmas. I was in Philly at the time, so. I was not here, so I don't remember the last time. Besides, 2009, we have one here.
Dude, so my sister is coming back from California this weekend, and she's going to be here for an extended trip for the holidays. She's coming with her husband, who's been back to Maryland plenty, but he grew up in Arizona, and they now live in San Diego. This dude's whole life is perfect weather, right? And they kick her. He always says, he's like, oh, gosh, I love it here so much. It's so green. It's so beautiful. I was like, come in the winter, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Will he get a real, like, kind of blast of winter over the next week here just to.
When are they coming?
I think they come in Saturday.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you look at Sunday. Sunday is the coldest day. Monday.
Oh, right. They're coming to the game.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
ridiculous. And here's the thing about it too. I was in Florida for a number of years. I lived down in Orlando for a while, Jacksonville for a while. They think about your blood thinning and all that stuff, dude. It is real. The first year I got to Philly was 2003. I'm up in Philadelphia the first winter there, and I'm like, I grew up around here. I'm good with the winters. I grew up in the Mid-Atlantic, no problem at all. That first winter, I was freaking frigid. I was so cold that first winter, and now it's taking me time. I mean, right now I'm standing outside almost without a jacket on, and it's on the chilly side, but I'm like, hey, no problem at all. So, yeah, I can imagine that you said your brother-in-law? Yeah, I think he's going to have some problems coming up this weekend.
Yeah, my dad's calling me all the time. He's a Filipino, grew up there, and then he lives in Florida now. He's calling. It's cold out. It's 50 degrees.
Yeah,
I'm like, come
right,
on, Dad.
Exactly
like,
right.
I would kill for 50 degrees right now.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
right. Exactly. We would leave the newscast in Florida when it was like 50 degrees. We'd be like, oh, temperature's
funny.
Getting below 60. Everybody, time to get out the jackets.
I love the videos when they show the iguanas freezing and, like, falling out of the tree. I mean, sorry to the iguana faithful out there, but I just think that's kind of entertaining. I hope
they do the forecast for that now. You know, they do the falling iguana forecast now.
Well, God bless them. Doug, thank you for making time, buddy.
All right, man. You're telling me, you said yesterday on the air that we got a chance this weekend, buddy. So, you know, I hope it comes to fruition. I hope the Commanders can do what they do and get out there and play a great game.
Well, you should watch All Ears on NBC4 Saturday night at 7 o'clock because I specifically respond to some of your concerns that you voiced on the program. Listen, Philly in the last month has two of the most impressive wins in the NFL, beating up on Pittsburgh and Baltimore. They outbullied the Bullies. I get that. But it was only 2 weeks ago.
But then against the Panthers.
It was a one-score game, and if Xavier Legette catches a touchdown.
If he catches that ball, yep.
So
yep,
that's
but that's what that's what happens, and that's what we do too. That's why we were like that with the Saints, bro. That's exactly what happened. So this game is a huge game. Philly has gotten up for those huge games. We've had a little bit more of a problem with those, so I'm a little bit worried about this weekend. That's what I'm feeling. But I hope I'm wrong.
All right, man. I appreciate you, Doug. Right, thanks for making time
for us. Appreciate
it's gonna
be cold. Appreciate
it.
See you guys.
That's our guy, Doug Kammerer. Give him a follow at Doug Kammerer, K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.